Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, in a special tribute to the Commonwealth of British Nations on the occasion of one of our great American holidays. Command Performance, presented this week and every week for the armed forces of all the United Nations, till it's over, over there. From the shores of California to the shores of England, and of Uncle Sam to you of the British Commonwealth, together in war and together in victory, tonight we're just getting together for a half hour of the music and laughter that mark the Anglo-American way of life. So pull up that international easy chair, neighbor, and share the fun presented by a special service in Los Angeles. When you think of Hollywood, you think of the stars, and be it London or Chicago or Sydney or New Delhi, and battle stations the world over, when fighting men look to the stars, there's one pair that shines brightest of all, and here they are, the top team of the AEF and your commanding officers of this British command performance, that Crosby man and the shore gal, Bing and Dinah.
Well, who's going to say hello first?
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Mr. Crosby. You're talking man.
Oh, Miss Dinah, us Crosby's a gentleman. With me, it's women and children first.
You got the children to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Bing, I'll shoot first. Hiya, fellas, and hello, Great Britain.
And cut me in on that, too. Dinah, I want you to round a few times and look at all the orchestras.
What do you mean? There's only two orchestras here.
Only two? Oh. How do you like that? What kind of traps you've been hanging around these days, hmm?
Well, I'm only kidding. I'm really impressed. There's the Command Performance Orchestra, yeah, and there's the whole orchestra of Vaughn Monroe.
With Ziggy Talent and the Murphy Sisters, and from a usually reliable source, I hear that Davy Snooks, alias Fanny Bryce, is here, too.
Along with Daddy Stafford and Mel Blanc. How about you, Bing? You're going to sing, aren't you?
Well, I brought a few copies of some things my brother's publishing. And you?
Oh, I could probably be heard, but you got to sing first.
You sing first.
Toss a nickel. Heads, I moan. Tails, you groan.
There we go. Heads it is. Use my two-headed nickel.
Got it.
For the AEF and you good people of Great Britain, the Tennessee Thrush, the Dixie Diva, Miss Dinah Shaw singing, I don't want anybody at all.
I don't want anybody at all. If I can't have you, I'll just wait until I get your call. No one else will do. And if you never phone, I know I'll be resigned. My heart is all made up, and it won't change its mind. No, I don't want anybody at all. If I can't have you, I don't want anybody at all. If I can't have you. Your call, no one else will do. And if you never phone, I know I'll be resigned. My heart is all made up, and it won't change its mind. No, I don't want anybody at all. If I if I can't have you.
Dinah, we could thank you, but John Bilby in Selby, Yorkshire, does it better. He says, dear Command Performance, heard your salute to Tommy Atkins not long ago, and that Dinah Shaw, well, she seems to me to represent what Americans and ourselves are fighting for.
And Bing, from all the mail to command, the folks in Great Britain and Australia and India, and our own men from North Africa to North Island and the North Pole to the South Pole,
are fighting for some of that Vaughn Monroe music.
Well, let's get some of him on us. Vaughn Monroe, bring it in here, hmm? Where's that?
Howdy, Brother Monroe. I'm Dinah, and this is Bing.
Hello, Dinah. So this is Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Want to make something out of it? Hmm?
No, only Bob Hope was telling me about you, and
yeah.
I want to say that Bob is absolutely wrong. To me, you look perfectly normal.
He's an amusing boy, that Hope, isn't he? Hmm? I may use him in my next picture if he can get his nose beveled down. But skipping old High Horn for the nonce, you've got to get out here on your own, huh,
yeah.
Vaughn?
Come on, Vaughn, take over.
Take charge.
Thanks, Bing and Dinah. And fellas, the gang and I are mighty pleased to catch up with command performance. So for Corporal Jim Wright at 929, Page and the mob at 851, the crowd down there at Balboa and up in Greenland, Iceland, and Alaska, Private Bob Williams and 15 pals at 874, and for everybody in Britain, cradle of democracy, we're asking for your old friend Ziggy Talent to step down from the saxophone section and knock out one of our most popular knobbly tunes entitled When I Grow Up.
But I wanna be a fireman. Now that's just kid stuff. Yeah, that's just kid stuff. When I grow up, I wanna be a policeman. Now they ain't tough enough. Now they ain't tough enough. When I grow up, I wanna work for the city. My old man says it takes too much out of ya. The people bother ya. And I don't care to be male like a bunny. When I grow up, I got my plans. See, they may not be just quite as fancy as some people might wish, but boy, it's just my dish. I'll give you just a hint. I wouldn't like to be a name man or a B-man or a C-man or a D-man or an E-man or an F-man. Get it? But I like to be a G-man and go bang, 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 bang. Be a break and bustin' He-man and go bang, 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 bang. Put on disguises of all different sizes, and would I win prizes for telling new spies? But I like to be a G-man. And go bang, 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 bang.
Ziggy Talent. Not long ago, a factory girl at Hammersmith, London, dashed off a letter to command performance. She had 2 minutes to get back to her bench, but that was time enough to tell Bing Crosby about an American soldier who's coming back to her after the war and to ask for a song. So Bing's going to work right here and now for that girl and boy, and for a lot of you all over the British Commonwealth. For Ray's Ragged Irregulars in Private Hall, for the Terrible Three somewhere in Britain, for the Ryans in Victoria, Australia, and well, for millions of us everywhere who really go for that certain something in Bing's voice. Here's our favorite boy in a swell song, It Can't Be Wrong.
Wrong, would it be wrong to kiss? Seeing I feel like this, would it be wrong to try? Wrong, would it be wrong to stay here in your arms this way? Under this starry sky, if it is wrong, then why were you sent to me? Why am I content to be with you forever? So when I need you so much, and I have waited so long, it must be right. It can't be wrong. I need you so much, and I have waited so long, it must be right, it can't be
number, isn't it, Dinah?
Oh,
now what you've
got
simmering there, huh, Sister Shaw?
Well, something very special for our British allies, Bing.
Oh, I see. It's for a Canadian nurse and her Canadian-American patients at, look here, what's this? Baragwanath Hospital in Transvaal, South Africa. Kick that around in your uppers for a while.
Glad you drew it. Huh? As for the 37, and for the 37-millimeter boys at 2-7, also Kenneth Membry, who's an assistant steward, care of GPO London.
And Driver Dyson with the transport company in Western Australia. And as we often have to say, for lack of time,
for thousands more of her friends all over the world.
Command Performance proudly presents Hanley, Daddy Stafford, Mel Blanc, Fanny Bryce, and Lady Snooks.
As we look in on your favorite father and child, we find that due to increased farm production and the need for farm labor, Frank Morgan has prevailed upon Daddy Stafford to join the U.S. Crop Corps and lend a hand with the harvesting on Frank's fabulous farm. Baby Snooks has prevailed upon Daddy to take her with him. Here they are.
Oh, this is a beautiful place, Snooks. Look at the lovely cows in the pasture.
Is that big brown one a cow, Daddy?
Yes, that's a Jersey cow.
How can you see his license plate from here?
Cows don't wear license plates.
Then how do you know it's a Jersey cow?
Jersey is the name of the breed.
Oh.
Why, look at the size of this barn, will you? I'll bet he's got 50 tons of hay in here.
Hurry up, Daddy. I want to eat.
Well, let me find the chicken feed. There's goat feed, hog feed, rabbit feed, alfalfa meal. I don't see any chicken feed at all.
Let's give them some eggs.
Chickens don't eat eggs.
Why?
Do cows drink milk?
Little ones do.
Well, that's different.
Why?
Oh, I'll tell you later. I don't know what to give those chickens.
Give them your salary, Daddy.
My salary?
Yeah, Mommy says it's only chicken feed.
Well, that's too bad about your mummy. She wouldn't be satisfied if I made $500 a week.
How much do you make, Daddy?
I don't know. I haven't seen the inside of my pay envelope for 8 years. Wives.
My teacher told me a man once traded his wife for a horse.
Must have been a horse thief.
Would you trade Mommy for a horse, Daddy?
No. No? But I'd hate to have anybody tempt me with a set of tires. Oh, here's the chicken feed. Now we can start our round, Snooks. You fill that feed can, and I'll take the milk buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Oaks, where are you?
I'm coming, Daddy.
Did you feed the chickens?
All except one.
What?
He wiggled out of my hands when I tried to stuff the pea down his throat.
Oh. Well, I didn't have much luck with the cows either. I left the buckets under them for half an hour. When I came back, they were still empty.
I thought that you had
Oh, he's got automatic milking machines here. Maybe I didn't attach them properly.
Can I get something to eat now, Daddy?
Well, to tell the truth, Snooks, Mr. Morgan hasn't left a scrap of food in the house. All right, don't cry. We'll rustle up something. Listen, how would you like some nice fried chicken?
Where would he get it?
Oh, he's got over 100 birds out there. I don't suppose he'd mind if we, disposed of one.
You mean you're going to kill a chicken?
Now, you don't have to look if you don't want to.
Don't I?
No. You can keep your eyes closed when you do it.
When I do it?
Yes.
Why don't you do it?
Oh, don't be so squeamish. I'll be getting the pan ready. Now, go on.
No.
Oh, all right, I'll do it. Come on.
You go first.
Okay. Look, Snooks, when you work around a farm, you learn to take these things with a grain of salt. This is nature in the raw.
Pretty raw, ain't it?
I don't think so. Well, here we are. Now, let's pick out a nice, tender bird. That one in the corner. She looks tender.
Shall I stick a fork in her, Daddy?
Shh. We'll have to sneak up on her. You hold that feed sack, and I'll crowd her into it.
He's coming after me, Daddy.
Stand still. It's only a pullet.
Huh?
Pullet.
Why should I pullet?
Now, watch it. Shoo!
I got it, Daddy.
Give it to me, quick. There. Well, she's okay. Let me get her out and tie her feet like that. There. All right, Snooks. Let's go.
What are you going to do with me?
Well, I'm going to...
I don't feel hungry anymore, Daddy.
Oh, nonsense. It will be all over in a minute. I think. Well, what's the matter?
I ain't gonna eat no murdered chicken.
It isn't murder. Hold its legs. We'll do it very humanely. Wait till I get that baseball bat.
Is that how you do it?
Well, it's better than hanging them or drowning. Now, do you want to hit it, or shall I?
Don't hit it, Daddy.
Well, all right. Turn around and I'll figure out something.
Don't hurt it, though.
Well, I'll try not to. Oh. This is tougher than I thought. I'm sorry, Chicken. Here goes. Oh, don't holler. I didn't do anything to her.
Then why did she yell?
Why, the silly chicken laid an egg in my hand.
Then you can't kill her now, Daddy.
Why not?
She just became a mother.
You're right, Snooks. Be the chicken. We'll eat vegetables.
Thank you, Fanny Bryce.
And the same to Hanley, Daddy Stafford, and Mel Blanc.
Yeah, did you get a load of Mel playing that part of the chicken? First brunette leg and I ever saw.
Well, Hope does the same thing and lays eggs beside. But I reckon we'd better be talking about Vaughn Monroe. I got a little poem, Dinah, and will you help me stagger through it here?
Does it rhyme?
Well, it's got iambic, but very little pentameter. It goes like this. For Tommy Atkins and the Aussies and the gang around Suez.
For the guys who whipped her Rommel, for the British tar, she says.
For the men who keep him flying across the channel to Berlin.
And the folks at home in Britain who once took it on the chin.
That's right, the folks now showing Hitler. He was absolutely wrong.
Command Performance honors you with this year's little song.
Oh, shades of Shakespeare, you left off the last line there.
Oh, well, it doesn't rhyme, Bing. That says Vaughn Monroe, his solid orchestra, and the Murphy sister sailing into Let's Get Lost. That's you see, it doesn't rhyme. I
thank you.
body's rather dull, isn't it?
Yeah!
We'd like to steal away, wouldn't we?
Uh-huh.
So let's not even ask, should we or shouldn't we?
Well,
let them send out a love, and though they think us rather rude, we'll tell the world we're in that crazy mood.
Thank you, Vaughn Monroe, and the boys in your band for giving their time into your three swell little gals, the Murphy Sisters. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this special edition of Command Performance is hitting all points in the world tonight as a little symbol of the way we here in America feel about you folks in the Commonwealth of the British Nations. Your fighting men and ours have come to think pretty highly of our Dinah Shore. So we thought you might like to hear Dinah in a piece of music that it's always sounded to me like it was written for her. I may clutter up a chord or two down toward the finish, but here's Dinah Shore and the Command Performance Orchestra in Summertime.
Morning, there's a nothing.
your daddy and mammy standing by.
One of these mornings, you're gonna wake up singing. Then you'll spread your wings and you'll fly to the sky.
But till that morning,
there's
nothing can harm you.
With Daddy and Mammy,
about does it, except for that little matter we were talking about.
Yeah, Bing, the 4th of July, Independence Day.
It won't be a Coney Island holiday for the guys we're thinking about. The big planes will be roaring over the Mediterranean and the English Channel.
And there'll be gunfire in the Atlantic Ocean and fighting in the Pacific.
And sacrifice and heroism on the Russian front.
Of course, people down in Nashville, Tennessee won't hear that thunder up in the Aleutians nor the clatter of machine guns along the rice fields of China.
But some kid who's 5,000 miles from Nashville will be thinking of the 4th of July he used to know. You know how he used to show off for his best girl holding those tiny little firecrackers between two fingers?
Yeah, and the parade down Main Street and the Legion band and flags are flying.
Yeah.
And the old veteran standing so straight and proud, sort of looking into the past.
And plenty of stuff in that past worth looking back at, too. All the way back to 1776. And that Nashville lad knows today, just like they knew it in 76, that hand in hand with life itself is this thing called freedom. It gives life the old spark.
A lot of history's gone over the dam since 76. And the spirit of the 4th of July today has the same kind of meaning for the British as it does for us Americans.
That's right, Dinah. For it isn't just the birthday of a nation that right from the beginning had what it takes to be free, but it's become a symbol of a fighting combination of nations. It's got what it takes to stay free.
Command Performance tonight was dedicated to the people of the Commonwealth of British Nations by Uncle Sam's armed forces at battle stations around the world. This is Ken Carpenter sending best wishes from America to our friends in the United Nations and closing with a statement that Command Performance is produced each week by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.